AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden approves major disaster declarations for people in 6 New Jersey counties, 5 New York counties, affected by devastating flooding last week from the remnants of Hurricane Ida. 6 of the 66 people killed by Ida were in Lambertville, New Jersey. 4 others are still missing from the town since the flood hit. Governor Phil Murphy.
God rest the souls of those we lost. Keep their families in your prayers, and also that we may have a miracle and find one of the 4 who are missing.
Biden's major disaster declaration will allow individuals to receive assistance, including grants for temporary housing and home repairs and low-cost loans to cover uninsured property losses. The damage caused by Ida when it came ashore in Louisiana and the unprecedented flooding and severe weather from Maryland to Connecticut has members of Congress from both parties calling for massive infrastructure replacement and upgrades. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says those changes have to include the need to take serious steps to combat climate change.
When you read that there was a record amount of rainfall in Central Park at 3.5 inches, and then you said, when was the last record? It was only a week before.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this is the world we live in. We must do something to stop it and deal with global warming once and for all.
Schumer says both the bipartisan infrastructure bill and President Biden's $3.5 trillion budget proposal have to be passed. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says healthcare workers and all the other people who have stayed on the job through the pandemic should be honored this Labor Day.
Our hospital workers, our aides, the cleaning people who went in there, the people who drove the buses and got us to our jobs, the grocery store workers, the people who worked in pharmacies.
The economic recovery following the shock of the pandemic has produced an unexpected labor shortage. That gives many workers more bargaining power than they've had since the 1980s. This is AP News. The United Arab Emirates has the Mideast's first fully automated supermarket.
Like Amazon's breakthrough unmanned grocery stores that opened in 2018, the Carrefour mini market looks like any ordinary convenience store, but hidden among the familiar fare lies a sophisticated system that tracks shoppers' movements, eliminating the checkout line and allowing people to grab the products they'll walk out with. Only those with the store's smartphone app may enter. Nearly 100 small surveillance cameras blanket the ceiling. Countless sensors line the shelves. 5 minutes after shoppers leave, their phones ping with receipts for whatever they put in their bags. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
About a dozen classic cars have been destroyed by fire at a restoration shop in East Bay Township near Traverse City, Michigan. A few cars were saved, but fire officials say water had to be trucked to the site from other townships in the area. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.